White Radio, the sound of Salisbury City.
Yeah, guys, thanks for holding on with us. I'm joined now by manager Mike Harris. How are you feeling, Mikey?
Obviously disappointed, Tom. Always disappointed when we lose. And I think, you know, the boys put a hell of a shift in here. Obviously, Kenilworth Road is a difficult place to come. One of the title favourites for the Squirrel Premier. And it was always going to be a tall order to come here and get something out of the game. But, you know, I think for the first half, they didn't really trouble us too much. And then I think we had a great spell at the start of the second half. And unfortunately, you know, if you go down in the box at the Luton fans end, you're always going to be in trouble. And you know, the penalty was given, and obviously we give ourselves a mountain to climb. But fair play to the boys; they put a hell of a shift in.
Yeah, exactly. As you said there, they straight from the start of the second half, they showed some real battle and were creating some good stuff. And sadly, I'd say what's happened with the penalty there. Obviously, a big concern for Salisbury fans tonight will be the injury that Stuart Sinclair sustained.
Sure.
Is there any on that at the moment, or is it still early days?
It's still early days, but I mean, it is an impact injury. Again, you know, the lad's gone in quite late on him in the first half. I think, you know, it was quite a clear free kick wasn't given. You know, and he's got a bit of a cut and a bit of a whack on it, but I'm hoping it's not anything too serious. We'll probably get an X-ray just to make sure. But no, I hope it's not too serious.
Okay, and Alverton have won 3-1 against Kidderminster tonight.
Yeah.
Are you confident that we can get something on the road on Saturday?
Yeah, I'm always confident in my team. You know, I think the lads, we're not a million miles off where we need to be. Obviously, we were disappointed Saturday not to get something out of the game, and again, just a little bit disappointed tonight not to get something out of the game. But listen, very, very tough place to come, Luton, and what we've got to do now is we've got to look forward to Alfreton, and we'll go there, you know, build the confidence back up in the boys over the next few days, and we'll go there positive and get ourselves a result.